Good afternoon, everybody, brethren. It's been quite a week this week with all the action going on with the Mideast and also with me at Workwise, but glad that's over with, and now we can rest on this wonderful Sabbath day and be able to fellowship and be a part of one another. We begin with this process every day, starting when we wake up and ending when we go to bed. We do this whether we are children or adults. This process is a major part of our lives. Jesus Christ and God the Father do this. While living in this world, we look for what we can do to make our lives more tolerable. We enjoy the fruits of our labor and our creative abilities God has blessed us with, and this process helps us to do this. My purpose is twofold this afternoon: to encourage you and me to use this process both physically and spiritually, and to show how we can make the upcoming public Bible lectures and the Good News Outreach Program a success. Maybe you have guessed by now this process is preparation. We are shown in the Bible there is a time to set aside to prepare for the Sabbath. In Mark 15:42, it shows that it was the preparation day, that it was the day before the Sabbath. And so as evening approached, Joseph of Arimathea, a prominent member of the council who was himself waiting for the kingdom of God, went boldly to Pilate to ask for Jesus' body. It just shows that they wanted to get prepared for the Sabbath. So this is one area of preparation. Many areas reflect the preparation process in the Bible. Another one is Ephesians 4:12. God says that He gives us pastors and teachers. Ephesians 4:12. It says, "Prepare God's people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we reach the unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure and the fullness of Christ." United Church of God's logo reads, "Preaching the gospel and preparing a people." Preparing a people. In the future, Revelation 12:6, it also has something prepared. It says, "A woman fled into the desert," and that was the church, "to a place prepared by her by God, where she might be taken care of for 1,260 days. In a distant future, have you ever thought of the preparation that is being undertaken by our Savior and elder brother, Jesus Christ? John 14:3, I'd like to have you turn to that. John 14:3, and we'll read verses 2 to 3. Christ told His disciples, "In My Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto Myself, that where I am, that you may be also." And also in Matthew 20:23, it shows that God the Father also prepares. Do you realize the significance of this verse? What Jesus Christ is doing for you personally? Do you realize that our great God is virtually preparing a place for you personally in His kingdom? He is preparing a place especially for you. Can we truly appreciate the fact it is personally prepared for you by Jesus Christ? Taking into account our unique personality, the abilities, and the talents, that Christ loves us that much, He's willing to do that. The evenings of February 22nd and 23rd gives us the opportunity to make these public Bible lectures in Seattle and Tacoma, being held in Tacoma and Seattle at the same time, an event that the new brethren that receive the good news will be encouraged by our example, that God's church is that voice calling them, and that they, with the calling that they have been hearing all this time. In John 6:44, "No one can come to Me unless the Father who sent Me draws him, and I will raise him up on the last day." I think we all can remember the fact when we were called that first time, when our minds were opened, and that the warmth and the love that was extended to me when I was first called, and also to you. Preparation helps us to accomplish this goal. It takes all of us working together to prepare for this upcoming event. Invitation letters, which a lot of you have received by now, preparing the hall, advertisements, refreshments, soundstage, audio, video. We'll be in charge of the audio here, the 22nd and the 23rd, but also Oregon group will be coming down to help us with the video side of it. So I'll just kind of give you an update on that. We also have an example of a web page, which I put back on the bulletin board, which you can look at after services. One other thing I'd like to have you do this afternoon when we get finished is I made a Good News Outreach program sign-up list in the back off of the new assigned areas, 1 through 7, even the list that Mr. Luker gave out. Those are new areas and new assignments for people that are in charge there. So I made new lists, and I'd like to have you go back after services and sign those lists so we can get some status on stands that we're going to have, and also we can get that established so we can order them. Preparation is a team effort and can be enjoyable when we work together. It is so needed to make up this upcoming Bible lecture a success. Excuse me. Jesus Christ and God the Father are preparing for us. Let us prepare with joy for them. I mentioned a lot about the physical aspects of preparation, not to be undermined though is the priority of the spiritual part of prayer and fasting, to ask our great God to guide and direct our efforts every minute of every day to make this a success. Seattle speakers here in the Senior Center are, for the first evening, will be Howard Davis. Well, he will be featuring What's Next for America. Randy Stiver will be doing the same thing the first evening in Tacoma area. And there will be maps and everything according if anybody wants to go there. The second evening, Mr. Luker will be featuring The Kingdom of God, What, Where, and When, and Rex Sexton, the same in Tacoma. In closing, I would like to give you a taste of the radio advertisement that was prepared by our media staff, narrated by Howard Davis, and will be aired on Cairo Radio AM 710 and KVI Radio AM 570 in the near future. Not yet, but in the near future. So I would like to ask him to play it now, and this is the ad for the greatest story ever told.
Why do leading rabbis and scholars in Jerusalem claim Americans are their brothers? Now you can understand September 11th, the conflict in Iraq, and even greater future conflicts in the Middle East as never before. This Saturday and Sunday night at 7:30, the United Church of God is presenting 2 state-of-the-art lectures connecting the dots between God, history, and the American dominance of our world. These free lectures will fill in the blanks about America's fate in what Jesus called the last days. You'll also learn about Jesus' description of the coming kingdom of God as the weapons of mass destruction are unleashed over the nations. Call 1-800-466-7556 now to reserve your seat at one of the 2 convenient lecture locations, the Bellevue Community Center on 148th and the Best Western Tacoma on I-5. Also ask for your complimentary copy of the beautiful 48-page full-color publication that records America's 4,000-year heritage that began in the Middle East. Again, these lectures are free. Call 1-800-466-7556 for What's Next for America.
Thank you.